Welcome to the Technology Lab, presented by CPA Practice Advisor, with your hosts, Randy Johnston and Brian Tankersley.
I'm Randy Johnston, along with Brian Tankersley. Brian, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. My name is Brian Tankersley. I've been in the profession since the early 90s, have been doing accounting technology since the late 90s on a professional basis. I've written a few hundred product reviews, and I've spoken in 48 states talking about accounting technology to CPAs.
And I am from Hutchinson, Kansas. I am so pleased to spend time with you today. I have been on the top 100 list since 2004, the top 25 list since 2011. I love to spend time in technology and with my family as well. I'm fortunate enough to have founded Network Management Group, which is a managed service provider, providing services from Boston to Honolulu. And my K2 business is how I met Brian, and it is how we've probably met many of you, producing CPE and PD in the US and Canada. We're so pleased to spend time with you on today's Technology Lab. Well, good day. Welcome to the Technology Lab. I'm your host, Randy Johnston, with my co-host, Brian Tankersley. Today, we'd like to talk to you about the Paychecks payroll and HR offerings. Paychecks has had a long tradition of offering payroll services with HR, and particularly with the 401k benefits integration, which has been a long tradition in the company. They position themselves with self-employed offerings, very small businesses with 1 to 9 employees, 10 to 49 employees, and then 50 to 1,000. The company has built their own software through the years, but they also acquired the SurePayroll business. And today, they offer not only these small business payroll offerings, but all the way up through enterprise level. They further do PEO, professional employer organization work, along with their HR consulting and time clock services and a variety of other attributes. So, Brian, for Paychecks, what would you think our listeners need to know about their offerings?
Well, Paychecks is another, the product we did last week, ADP. Paychecks is another product that we have that is, comprehensive. It's a public company. They can do from one employee up to 1 million employees, like ADP. If you have people that have the most, if you have very complex requirements, let's say you have union payroll or some kind of other specialized processing that needs to take place. Weird regulatory requirements. They're big enough to have the resources to meet the needs of just about any organization. Like organizations that are big, however, you have to make sure you're dealing with the right channel inside the organization. They have an accountant program, and they also sell directly. They also have a large field force. So I've actually met the local Paychecks reps here here in town. If you're registered as an accounting practice or as an accounting professional and you sell directly to small companies, you'll eventually run upon your sales rep in your area. And I don't know about you, but I don't even do payroll for any clients at this point, other than my own corporation. But I have to tell you that it's still helpful to have that relationship with that rep when you have something weird to help you navigate the bureaucracy in a large organization. So there are a lot of resources and a lot of capabilities, but again, picking the right product for the level of service you want to provide, whether you want Paychecks to handle all of it or whether you want to handle a significant portion and pocket the margin, figuring out the right bundle of services is a pretty onerous task here. And there's no way we can cover all the services that an organization like Paychecks can offer in a 15-minute podcast.
Understood. And so, thinking about this, the accountant programs in these significant payroll companies are fairly sophisticated. Most of them have been shifting their positioning, I guess we'll say, to the advisory services model. And in particular, with Paychecks, they've got accountant HR support, and they provide CPA firms the capability to call and ask for questions on HR needs. It's pretty significant. But they also have their Accountant HQ platform, which allows all clients' online payroll and HR data to be managed in a single accountant-specific dashboard. Now, through the years, Paychex has maintained their relationship with CPA.com at the AICPA, being the preferred provider from that particular vendor as well. But the capabilities inside Accountant HQ are quite notable. Further, the integrations to a number of different accounting platforms are also well done by most of these large providers, including Paychex. So are there other features that maybe we should discuss from the entry-level Sure Payroll version of the product, Brian? Because I know in many of our listeners are dealing with smaller companies, and we know that the Sure Payroll product was integrated with the Zoho Books as an example, and that many of the vendors use Sure Payroll integrations with their accounting software as the payroll offering.
And I think the thing that that Sure Payroll really does for you is it really gives you it's kind of a lower end small business product targeted at less than 20 employees. It starts at $20 a month plus $4 per employee for self-service, and the full service is $30 a month plus $5 per employee. So when we start looking at this, the Sure Payroll product may actually be a better fit for many of your small business clients that decide they want to go direct, or there is also an accountant program that Sure Payroll has. So again, it's designed for, again, companies with less than 20 employees. So it's not going to fit for your mid-market clients. And they work with small businesses, small business payroll. They'll also do nanny and household payroll. And you have a set of benefits. And again, you can go through and work with benefits and HR. So they have workers' comp and 401k plans and health insurance. They'll even do some pre-employment screening for you. So it's got enough. And if I'm looking at all of Paychex, okay, all of Paychex can handle pretty much any size business, but it's also going to be at somewhat of a premium price. Sure Payroll is more of the it is a product that feels like to me would fit a little bit better maybe if I'm looking at your average small business accountant, where they're looking for something, the accountant will handle many of the big challenges out there, and they just really need a processing engine.
Thank you for the insights there on the small product, Brian. And as we go then back over to the big products and the solutions, remember that the vendor has pretty extensive benefits programs available too. Group health insurance is available. HSA, FSA is inside their systems. They have retirement services. They also do a fair bit of employee onboarding and hiring services, like you cited earlier with the background screening, and then roll it on up into their PEO. Likewise, they have business insurance, including workers' comp and general liability and umbrella programs. They've also gotten into the cyber liability and commercial property insurance. So they've tried to expand their business into some of these services, but the fact of the matter is that they were really just trying, I think, to address customer needs in a variety of areas. And, in this case, they have worked quite hard to extend their platform to accommodate the various needs. Now, as I'd mentioned earlier, the product is integrated. Paychex is integrated with Zoho, but it's also integrated with QuickBooks Online and Xero and other products you might consider competitors like Bamboo HR. And it also will do many, many other accounting products. And the list on their site is fairly self-explanatory, but it goes everywhere from, you know, Acumatica and Adagio through many, many others. I didn't even try to count for our purposes, but we'll just say all the way to Zero and Yardi, really an A to Z type of integration is available with them. And the, go ahead.
And I think the thing that you're getting when you're dealing with a big company with one of the two big titans in the payroll industry, one of which is Paychex, of course, I think you're going to get the ability to work with just about every platform out there that offers integration. So, you know, the two big companies out there seem to have integrated nicely with just about and seem to work and play well with most systems. And, you know, if they don't have a direct integration, they'll have journal entries that you can import through CSV into most other applications. They will have, you know, the people at Paychex will have dealt with folks that use some of these other solutions in the past, just because of their sheer scale. And they're going to provide good support to all 50 states plus all territories. And you can go international, of course, also with a large organization like Paychex, because they'll have capabilities in other countries. So if you're in a border state, this may be a solution for you for that reason.
And, you know, I have, and you have too, interviewed a lot of these HR and payroll companies within the last year, just trying to get an update so we could present, on various attributes that they have. I was actually quite pleased and impressed with the upgrades in their platforms. So it's important to know that the big companies are not sitting still. They continue to innovate and they feel competitive pressure from several fronts. But again, lots of intelligence that they put inside their various platforms. Now, in terms of spread around the country, you cited that you've met with your local rep and so forth. The big providers have both telephone support, telesales, and then field sales that go with their various platforms. So our recommendation to you is to contact the local rep and, you know, explain your needs, explain what your firm looks like, what your clients look like, so they can help you with positioning their product in your practice, give you accurate pricing, and talk more about their tools. And if you're going to do an evaluation on these type of platforms, particularly if you're going to change, additional questions might be, how do we convert? How do we switch payroll companies? And the Paychex methodology for switching is actually quite well thought out, and they have it for both their entry-level Sure Payroll system as well as their higher-end systems. So, Brian, in terms of other key things, yeah, in fact, that's, I think it might be good to just talk about comparison that they have, because they really do try to be competitive with their offering.
Yeah, I mean, when you start looking at the capabilities of different things, you know, there's three levels of their product: Paychex Go, Paychex Flex Select, and Paychex Flex Enterprise. And Sure Payroll would be a different level of this. Now, they like many of the large companies, they don't disclose the pricing of the Paychex product, just because there is a very high retail, and then they offer discounts to organizations depending on the number of employees, the level of service they need, and frankly, how bad the organization wants the business. So if we're, again, if we're looking at this, you know, all of the plans are going to include online payroll capabilities and tax administration and tracking time and attendance and new hire reporting. But then the things that will differentiate the higher end plans are going to include some integrations for HR and payroll, mobile app access. You also will have... You also, as you go through, have some expert services that you can tap into and automatic 1099s and W-2s, some labor compliance posters, again, garnishment payment services in only the highest end plan, the Paychex Flex Enterprise. So that's something that's a differential that you may have to deal with in there. Now, as we look at other things, they have in the higher end plans, they have employee financial wellness programs and employment and income verification services and a learning management system. And then in the highest ending plans, and the highest plan, the Flex Enterprise, they offer onboarding essentials, employee screening, and HR administration. And in general, the thing I would think about here is that the way we're positioning these is that at the entry level in a really small business, you're not going to have an HR person at all. You're going to have somebody that does some of the HR tasks, but they don't really need an advanced tool set. They just need to get the payroll out and they need to get the benefits handled and whatever. When we get to a larger organization, we've got to have some automation and some scale to support those HR operations so that the HR person can have the information they need. Because again, when we get to a bigger organization, we have much more sophisticated compliance requirements, many more people on which we have to monitor the compliance with these things, and the risks are higher. So we have to manage those risks differently.
Yeah. So I think then, Brian, if our listeners can think about the products from Paychex being available either in SurePayroll or Paychex Go, Flex Select, or Flex Enterprise, multiple levels, and that they can get full HR benefits and PEO services from the vendor, that's probably pretty good positioning. Plus, they have the overall dashboard capabilities with their Account HQ type of approach. So any final parting thoughts here, Brian?
Just a reminder that whenever you go with one of the two big titans in the industry, of which Paychex is one, you're going to get the most likelihood that you're going to be able to get the data integrated into the software. You're going to also have local resources, and I would, Randy talked about talking to the local rep. I'm going to encourage you to talk to the local rep, but also talk to the accountant program, because with both ADP and Paychex, you've got an accountant program, and you have people in that account program, as well as the local rep that can help you navigate the organization. Because in these organizations, you've got different departments and different things. And sometimes challenges come because the departments, you may be talking to one of the 5,000 employees or 10,000 or however many work for one of these huge companies, but you may not be talking to the right department or even the right person in the right department. And so by having the accountant person, the accountant rep, and the local rep, you really get three bites at the apple when you're trying to solve a problem. You can go to the accountant rep and have them solve the problem, and that's usually a telephone relationship. You have the local rep that you can get to chase down the problem, or you can call the call center in many cases and have them chase down the problem. So it's important to get a list of these resources and to manage, when dealing with any big company, it's important to manage the departments, the phone numbers, and the folks you talk to about different issues, and keep that on file, and maybe even create a cheat sheet for your organization, for your firm, so that you can work with these organizations the most effectively, because they have a lot of great capabilities, but you also have a lot of organizational complexity and a lot of different products that you have to kind of navigate to get to the right person when you're solving problems for clients.
All right. Wonderful guidance, Brian. Such a pleasure to inform our listeners about Paychex with you. We look forward to seeing all of you again on another Technology Lab. Good day.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We'll be back next week with a new edition of the Technology Lab, brought to you by CPA Practice Advisor.